Zvachim Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. We're starting now the Inyan, which we've discussed, of Machsheves Chutzlum Kaim Chutzlum Zmane, more known as Machsheves Pigel, except that there are two levels of intensity, so we'll discuss them on both levels. The Etzim Pasha is in Pasha's Tzav. The Pasuk says, Vim He Ochel Ye Ochel Mipsa Zevach Shlom HaBeim HaShlishi. Lo Yerotza. The carbon Shlom can't be eaten on Yom Shlishi. This is what the Torah describes. Generally speaking, Kodshi Kadoshim, Chatos, Oshim, could be eaten Yom V'Laylo, the day of Akrova, with that night. Kodshim Kalim could be eaten Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echot, that day, the following night, and the next day. Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echot. What's called by Yom HaShlishi then refers to not after 3 days, but on the third day, which would mean not that day, not the next day, which in Kodshim Kalim is Mutter, but the second night, which would already be the Haskola of the third day, being the night generally starts today. It's called B'Loshna Torah by Yom HaShlishi. Now, the Pasuk is not clear what it's referring to. The Pashtus is, the Torah is talking about eating after the Zman Achila, which we call eating from Noisa, which is Chayv Koris, but it has nothing to do with Machshovas Shalei Lishmo and Pigel. But when you take a better look at the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? Vim he'ochel ye'ochel m'psa zavach shlom b'yem ha'shlishi. Lo ye'rotze, the karmaz na'meratze, there's no kapora. Why would it be that naveri that's done on the achilas boso kochim would affect the ritzu of the carbon retroactively? So it's clear that what the Pasuk is talking about is the way Chazal dashen. Lo ye'rotze does not refer to he'ochel ye'ochel on the achila, but it refers to a machshova to eat. And what we're talking over here is a new type of machshava ha-poiseles. Besides shalei lishmo, there's a machshava ha-mefageles, which is that a person thinks. The kohen thinks b'shas one of the avodas hadam, or whoever the shechting, b'shas shechita kabbala elocha zriko, that the korban will be eaten chutz le-zmano, that's the b'yom ha-shlishi, is also chutz l'mkoymoy. L'maisa, the Torah calls it a makrivoise, lo yechoshuv le-pigol, you're clear, lo yechoshuv le, we're talking about machshava. So we're talking pigul, the avoin of chorus, which is what this avoin tisa always refers to, is going on the case of bayoim hashlishi, which is machsheves chutz lizmanoi. But since the pasuk also says lo yichoshev loy pigul year, that seems to indicate that there's another machshava besides lo yerotze. So that we say is going on a separate case, but does not have the full brunt of the avoin of Avoyna Tisa of Chivei Kriyus. Chazal Darshan, that this is talking about a machshava where he's going to eat Chutz Lim Koimoy. That instead of eating Kodshim Kadoshim only in the Azor and Kodshim Kalim within the walls of Yerushalayim, he's going to eat outside. That machshava is a machshava ha-poiseles, it's a machshava ha-mefageles, but does not create the Chivei Kriyus. Let's start the Mishnah. Sheiches HaZevach, he shechts the zevach. Lizrek dome, his almanas is lizrek dome bachutz and mikzas dome bachutz. Now here we have to pause, because till now what we're talking about in the pasuk is a machshava of achila chutz lizman and chutz lumkaimer. We didn't say anything almanas lizrek dome bachutz or lizrek dome chutz lizman. And the answer to that is another ribui in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Vim he ochel ye ochel mipsa zavach shloma v'yom ha'shlishi. So the pasuk says twice achila, the chazal dashen, achilas odom v'achilas mizbech. Here's where we coined the terminology that the zriko al gabe ha'mizbech or the aktoros chalom v'emun is referred to as achilas mizbech. It's not just achilas odom, that because of medaber, the gabe makshev is pigel, but even achilas mizbech. And he's being mechashiv on the achilas mizbech of the zriko b'shas t'shchita. So that's how we get the case of shoychit al menas, the machsheves pigel over here, is that the achilas mizbech, namely the zrikas adam, or the achilas mizbech can be the achtoros chalom v'emurim, we'll see. But over here it's on the zrikas adam, it'll be ba'chutz, oy miktsas dam ba'chutz. It's enough that there will be a zrikas dam ba'chutz, even though there'll be also, he's not thinking that there shouldn't be a Zrikas Dam Bifnim, but he's going to save some of the Dam to be Zerik Bachutz. One word is that this idea of the machshavas pigel being to make a zrikas adam bachutz from the azorah. What about if he's mechashiv to make a zrikas adam in the azorah, but not on the mizbeach to be shayfich the dam al ritzpus azorah? That's a gemara that wouldn't be called chutz. The chutz over here has to be outside the confines of the azorah. So another point worth mentioning is the regular zrikas adam that creates the ritzu, the kapora, is like we said, by a chatos, the matnas dalid kronois, and by the other karbonis, by a shtayim shein arba lamato on the mizbeach. There's another chelik after that zrikas adam is done, there's what's called shvicha shirayim ala yisoid. In the dam, after the ritzu is created, it's chal in the dam that has a shem shirayim, which means that it's not dam that's mechaperes, it's dam that's nechal lemizbech. It looks like a regular zrikas adam, the rest of the dam is poured al yisoid amizbech, but it's really not. In the lomdus, it's achilas mizbech, it's not really a chelik of the zrika hameratza, the zrika mechaperes. That being said, what happens if he's mechashiv to be zoyrik, not to be zoyrik, to be shayfich shiorei hadam, the shiorei hadam, after the zrika, bachutz? Does that have a din of a mechashiv to be zoyrik hadam? Or it could really fall under the category of a mechashiv to be maktir, which is the very next case, achilas mizbeach, outside of the mizbeach. Let's see the next case. The next case is, the same way there's chutz on the dam, there's machsheves achilas hamizbeach, where he's mechashev b'shas hashchita u b'shas tzrika for the same price, lahakter semurav bachutz, oy miktzav emurav bachutz. This is the achilas hamizbeach, and he's mechashev to be maktir that which goes on the mizbeach in a mokum chitzoni, outside of that zone. Or lechol besore bachutze kezayis mibsore bachutze. Here's already a machsheves achilo, which is the poshut, the reading of the posuk where he's mechashiv. Im heochel yeochel. Lo yerotze, over here we're going on a mechashiv on achilo. Not on achilas mizbeach, on achilas odom. He's thinking over here also chutzlus manoi. I'm sorry, chutzlum koimoi. Lechol besore bachutze kezayis mibsore bachutze. Either kezayis over here state klor that the shear of a chatichas basar, which is a dovor hamuktar, is a kezayis. Either he's going to eat a besor bachutz or kezayis mebesor bachutz. Or lecho kezayis meor ha'alyo bachutz. The reason why or ha'alyo is mentioned separately over here is because this is the Mishnah's way of telling us that the achilas mizbeach, which is a machshava hamafagelas, has to be thought about a chelek of the dover hanechal, which is roi lamizbeach, which means that every korban, lamash, will take a korban oila. So this is the basar, which is kulay kolu. The oir of the korban oila, the behemoth was skinned, we call the hefshit vinituach. The pieces of basar were put on the mizbeach, the oir was given to the kahanim. The oir is not something that's roi lamizbeach. Thinking about being makter it bachut is meaningless because it's not dover imid lak Torah. The alyu, the tail of the animal, by and large is not something which is omid lak Torah. The or alyu over here doesn't refer to the stomach of the alyu, it refers to one chelik further down on the alyu, on the tail, which is yeroi lak Torah. This is the Mishnah's way of telling you this specification, that machsheves hamefagelas of achilas mizbeach is only on something that's roi lachilas mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, Lecho kezayis me'or ha'olyo bachutz. All these are machshovois hamefaglois, but they're all machshovois of chutz limkoimoi. And like we said over there, it's possible ve'im be'chorus. The chorus in the pasuk is only going to be on the what we're going to have the next chelik in the Mishnah, the machshova of chutz l'zmanei. Just to go back to what we mentioned, that the shear of the bosar is, over here, is a kezayis. We don't have the shear mufurish in the Mishnah. How much dam has to be included in a machshava mefagelas if he's mechashiv to be zorik dam bachutz? So there the Gemara says that it has to be the same way that kezayis is a shear of an achila. So over here it has to be the shear of kedei hazoyo, The Shiv Kedei Hazoi is very little, a minimal amount of dam. What's interesting is, we pointed out before that Shvicha Shrayim, which is a chelik of the Avodas Hadam, but it's not really a chelik of the Ritzu of the Kapara of the Avodas Hadam, comes after that. The dam is already chalun a shem, a cheftz of Shirayim. So maybe that's only Achilles Mizbech, and the Shir Hamafagelas would have to be Shoyfech Shirayim of a Kezayis al Gabi Hayisoid. I mean, the Gabi outside the Azor. Kenzayin, that would be, it would be Nichron on the Sefer of this Din, and not in the Resha. That is, that's a Shaila. Now the Mishnah goes into the cases of Machshav Hamafagelas of Chutz Lizmanoi, which it carries with it the most severe Isur Koros. Lizrek Dome Lamochor, Emiktas Dome Lamochor. Same case that we had before, but over here it's Lamochor, not Chutz Lamkoimoi. It's Chutz Lizmanoi, not Chutz Lamkoimoi. Lahakte Emurv Lamochor, Emiktas Emurv Lamochor. Doesn't have to be all the Emurim like we had before, even Emiktas Emurim. Lechol Besori Lamochor, all the Bosor, even a Kezayis Mimsori Lamochor. Or Lechol Kezayis Mor Alya Lamochor, all these cases. A pigul v'chayovin olov chorus. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke out all the cases. Mishnah Gimel continues, and the Mishnah starts with zeh haklal. Kol ha-shoichit v'amekabel v'amahalich v'azoik, all four avoidis anichlash. A machshova ha-mefagelis in any of the four can create a din pigul in the carbon. We'll add, of course, that according to Reb Shimon at the end of Perek Rishon, that held that Hoylocho is not an Avoidu that has a Machshava Sholei Lishmo, it also does not have a Machshava HaMefagelos. But the Mishnah is Soisim over here, Shchite, Kabbalah, Hoylocho, Zvika, all of them. Where the Machshava Sheboi is Lechol Dover Shedarke Lechol. Here the Mishnah speaks out what we said in Mishnah Aleph. That Machshava Sachila has to be on something which is Royal Achila. If he thinks to himself that he's going to eat Chutz Lizmane Chutzum Kaime Or, or an Etzem of the carbon, then it's a dovish ein darke lechol. It's not a machshava mefagelos. Lahakti dovish a darke lahakti. It has to be something kafi each carbon, which is mukta al hamizbeach. If it's chutz lizmanoi, posel ve'en bekoros. Chutz lizmanoi, pigul v'chayovin alov koros. Ubovad, the Mishnah adds now something which is going to need hezber. Sheyikrav hamatir kimitzvosei. This idea of hakrovus hamatir kimitzvosei will explain in the next Mishnah. But let's go back to something important. We just explained the halacha of chutz l'zmanoi and chutz l'mkoymei. Machshove to be makte dover hamukte, to be oichel dover hanekal, chutz l'zmanoi, chutz l'mkoymei. The chutz l'mkoymei, we understand that what he's thinking, as ridiculous as it sounds, but this is what he's thinking, is that he's going to take from the dam, and he's going to be zorik the dam, someplace out of the bay, out of the Azor, out of the Beis Hamikdash. Or he's going to be maktir something lo'esh out of the Azor. How's he going to be maktir it? So you look at the Mefarshim over here, any fire, any consuming the chalom ve'murim by fire that he would think about is all considered haktara. Any achila, if he's thinking about achila's bosor, any achila of anybody outside of where the basar should be eaten, kachim kadoshim nazara, kachim kalam in Yerushalayim, he's thinking that they're going to take the basar and they're going to eat it. It doesn't have to be people that are ready to eat. If he's thinking that they're going to feed it, rachmanim tzlan lechayis, leklovim, that's also considered achila. Any type of achila on a dovar that's omid lachila is makshav amavagelas. Any type of haktoru, which means having it burnt up, isha l'Hashem, in any setting outside of Al Gabi HaMizbech, outside of the Azor, would also be considered Chutz Lim Koimoy. But what's Chutz L'Zmanoy? So by Bosa we understand, we spoke out, that the Zman Achilas Bosa is by Kochim Kalim Yoim V'Laylo, by Kochim Kadoshim Yoim V'Laylo, Kochim Kalim, the Yoim V'Laylo, and the Yoim thereafter. So the illegal Machshava HaMefagelis would be thinking about eating the Bosa when it's nice, so after that time span. But what about Haktoros Cholov Memurim? What's the time span on that? It's never eaten. What's the time span for Zrikas Hadam? So the Mice is like this. Haktoros Cholov Memurim, the Zman of every carbon that's brought, let's say on a Tuesday, was that day. And that night, before Alois HaShachar, all the carbonos of the day, the Haktoros Cholov Memurim was completed by Alois HaShachar. And that's the source The Gemara says in Brachos Lamashal of Tvilas Ma'ariv. Tvilas Ma'ariv is connected not the Krovas Korban Tomen Shel Shachar, not the Krovas Korban Tomen Shel Ben Arbaim, that's Tvilas Shachar and Mincha, but the Aktoras Chalovim Ve'emurim that was done at night. Bavos the Yediyah, that's the Magen Avraham, says that the reason why, even though normally we don't daven Ma'ariv early, without getting involved in the shadows of Plaga Mincha and Tarte Desasri, but the reason why there's much more of a Mokum Lahokal Friday night to make early Shabbos and to daven Ma'ariv early is because the Haktoras Chalom Ve'murim weren't Daicha Shabbos. So the Karbonis of Friday, the Haktoras Chalom Ve'murim, were completed Friday afternoon because of Chilul Shabbos. Into Santa Zach, what would be with a Machshova where he thinks on a Karbon of Friday to be Makriv, to be Makdir, the Chalom Ve'murim Friday night? Imishum Hilchis Karbon, that is the Zman HaKrov, it's just not Daicha Shabbos. Mistama, that would not be a machshava mefagelus. As far as the Zrikas Adam is concerned, Zrikas Adam of all Karbonis has to be that day. Theoretically, they could bring a Karbon 9 o'clock in the morning, and they could stir the dam that shouldn't be nikrash. The way the dam doesn't congeal is by being stirred. You find different places in Mishnayis. And theoretically, you could keep that dam going for 6 hours, and you could be Zerik the dam 6 hours later. What's the cutoff point? The cutoff point is Shkir. Now this is very interesting, and there's a big noise in Halacha. We just mentioned one Zach Gabi Davini. We'll mention another. There's a big noise that it's clear that the end of the Zman of the Avoida, after which there's no Mokum for Avoida anymore, is Shkir. What we call Shkir, sunset. The Chayudis would seem to indicate that there's some type of Soif Hayoim Bashkir. Now we know that according to the Goinim, the Sheet of the Gro, is that Ben Hashmoshes starts by Shkir and Tzeisek Chavim is soon thereafter. However, according to the Bavus Tushit Shabbeinu Tam, Shkir is Emtza Hayayim. The end of the day, and Ben Hashmoshes only starts very close to, we'll say the way the Olam says, over 72 minutes after Shkir. But Shkir, per se, is really not Tzeif Hayayim. Afilu Hochi, in the world of Kochim, in the world of Lina, in the world of Psul Kochim, Soif Avoida, the Soif Hayoim is Shkia proper. Taisis over here, and Daf Nun Vov, the Taisis Menachos Daf Chof, this is where they discuss Arichus, the different Mekaris and Shas, Teshitzu Ben Etam. You're going to have to say, according to Ben Etam, it's a Bazundur Exeris HaKosuk. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, B'yoim HaKrivei Zivchei Yochel. There's an extra Pasuk to tell B'yoim, it's an extra Kpeda, not only when it's Halachically Yoim, but there's a bazundur chalois yoim and post yoim, and that's totally in shkir rishoyna. It's what's called b'lashon ben tam shkir rishoyna, as opposed to shkir shniel, which by him is the beginning of ben hashmoshes soif hayoim by tzeisak hakol. Mitzvah Hashem, the next year we'll go back to this last line.